Hey everyone, Nick Engvall here. It's been a minute. If you subscribed to Outside the Box years ago and you're seeing this pop up in your feed, welcome back. If you're new here because you follow sneaker history or the sneaker newsletter, this is something different, but also connected to everything else I'm building. Let me explain. For those that don't know, Outside the Box started with myself, Brandon Edler, and Jacques Slade years ago. Just three people in the sneaker world having conversations about stuff that mattered to us. We weren't trying to make the biggest podcast or get the most downloads. We just wanted to talk about sneakers in a way that felt real. A few years later, we brought it back with a different lineup. Tiffany Beers joined Jacques and myself. Different energy, different perspectives, but the same core idea. Have real conversations about this world we care about. Then in 2020, it became me interviewing people from the sneaker world one-on-one. Designers, collectors, brand folks, creators, YouTubers, people with stories worth hearing. And those episodes are still up if you want to go back and listen. Actually, all the episodes are still up if you want to go back and listen. Some really good conversations in the archive. But here's what I've realized over the past few years. The most interesting conversations I've had haven't always been about sneakers. They've been with people who are building something, creating something, taking a risk on something that other people think is crazy or unrealistic. And when I look at my own trajectory, employee number 9 at StockX, when it was just a handful of people in a room trying to figure out if this marketplace idea would even work, building complex sneakers before anyone knew if sneaker content could sustain an entire channel, leading content teams at Finish Line and Stadium Goods, building the original East Bay blog during my time at Soul Collector, and now going full-time as a creator in 2026. If you've ever followed me on any of the other platforms, you probably know that I've always been interested in people that do cool shit. The people who are in pursuit of something. The ones who are uncomfortable with the status quo and feel compelled to do things outside of their 9-to-5. That's what connects all of this for me. Sneakers, cars, content, whatever. It's really about the people behind it. The decisions they make when nobody's watching. The risks they take when everyone's telling them to play it safe. So Outside the Box is coming back, but it's evolving. Maybe into something that it should have always been. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. It might come with a name change. It might not. But the concept of whatever I end up calling this is pretty simple. This is me talking with people who are on the pursuit of something. Whether that's creative, someone building a photography career, launching a design studio, writing a book, whether that's building something digitally or physically, someone starting a brand or developing a product, creating a platform or opening a shop, or whether it's someone just chasing a crazy dream that doesn't fit into any normal category. I want to learn from their stories and experiences. I want to find ways for listeners and myself to apply what we learn to our own lives. Because most people listening to this are probably navigating something similar. You're trying to figure out how to make the things you care about sustainable. You're stuck between what you want to do and what pays the bills. You're wondering if you're too late or not experienced enough, or if anyone cares about what you're trying to build. And I think hearing from people that are a few steps ahead, or sometimes just a few steps to the side, doing something completely different but facing the same fundamental questions, that's valuable. Not in a here are five productivity tips kind of way, but in a here's what it actually looks like when you try to build something real way. Some guests will be from the sneaker world. Some won't be. Some will be from the sneaker world, and I'm going to talk to them about the things they're doing outside of the sneaker world. But they'll all be people I'm genuinely curious about. People doing work that matters to them. People who have something to teach us. Episodes will be conversational, not scripted, not overly produced, just two people talking about what they're building, why it matters to them, and what they've learned along the way. Some episodes will be 20 minutes, some might be an hour or more. It depends on where the conversation goes. I'm not going to cut things short just to hit some arbitrary time limit. I'm also not going to intentionally keep things long. I'm also not trying to make this sound like every other interview podcast. I'm not doing rapid-fire questions. I'm not asking what's your morning routine or what are your top three productivity hacks or what advice would you give a younger self. Those questions are great, but I think we've all heard plenty of them. I want to know what it actually looks like when somebody's building something, what the hard parts are, what the moments of doubt feel like, what keeps them going when the metrics aren't there, what they wish they'd known before they started, real conversations, real challenges, and real insights. If you've been listening to the Sneaker History Show or reading the Sneaker Newsletter or even the Cars and Kicks Show, you know that's how I approach everything. I'm not interested in hype. I'm interested in depth, in context, in the human side of all this stuff. So why am I bringing this back now? I'm going full-time as a creator in 2026. That's a big shift for me after 20-plus years of working for other people, building other people's platforms, creating content for other people's brands. And as I've been working on that transition, I keep meeting people who are on similar paths. Sometimes they're a few years ahead of me. Sometimes we're navigating the same challenges at the same time. Sometimes they're in a completely different industry and asking the same fundamental questions. I keep having these conversations over coffee, over Zoom, at events, Discord channels, where I walk away thinking, man, people need to hear this stuff. So instead of keeping these conversations private, I'm going to record them and share them here. If you're building something, if you're trying to figure out how to make creativity sustainable, if you're navigating the gap between what you want to do and what actually pays your bills, if you're wondering if you're too old, too late, too inexperienced, too whatever, these conversations are for you. Because I'm figuring out a lot of this in real time too, and I learn best by talking to people who are in the arena with me. For those of you that are new to what I'm building, if you found Outside the Box through Sneaker History, you already know some of what I do, but these are separate podcasts, different feeds, different content. Let me tell you about the full picture of what I'm building in 2026. I write the sneaker newsletter on Substack, thesneakernewsletter.com. Industry analysis and stories that go deeper than the product drops and hype cycles. Every Tuesday, I publish a free post. Industry commentary, business breakdowns, cultural analysis. Recent posts have covered stuff like Nike's CEO transition, Under Armour and Stephen Curry's breakup, how Puma's recent changes triggered memories of how I lost all my equity at Farfetch, Nike's layoff cycles destroying institutional knowledge, really kind of insider baseball sneaker stuff. I guess that would be sneaker insider stuff. The free Tuesday posts are substantial. I'm not holding back any of the good stuff to force you to pay. If you just want one weekly free post, that's fine. Stick around, see if it resonates, but paid subscribers get three more posts per week. Thursday, I do something called From the Vault or From the Stacks, where I'm telling stories from my over 20 years in the business, behind-the-scenes moments from building East Bay's first blog, being employee number 9 at StockX, establishing Complex Sneakers as its own channel, leading content at places like Finish Line and Stadium Goods, the stories I couldn't really tell while I was working at those places, the lessons I learned, the mistakes I made, and the things I wish I'd known. Friday is kind of an exclusive updates thing, some breaking news, some industry intel, quick reactions to whatever's happening. The stuff that doesn't need 2,500 words, but deserves more than a tweet. Sunday is where I go deep. Long reads. Deep dives. These are 2,500 plus word investigations into sneaker history, business strategy, cultural moments, the kind of analysis you won't find anywhere else because I've actually been in the rooms where these decisions get made. Plus, for paid subscribers, I'm going to do a monthly AMA where you can ask me anything about the industry, sneaker history, trends, brands, whatever. And your name gets credited in every YouTube video I publish. It's $15 a month or $129 a year. And as a podcast listener, you can DM me on Substack and I'll make sure that you get a discount. Now, if you work in the industry, if you're a footwear brand, a retailer, an agency, if you're in the marketing or product development or content creation, there's a professional tier. Professional is $200 a year. You get everything in the paid tier. Plus, I'm going to do quarterly deep dive reports. These aren't blog posts. These are 5,000-word research-level investigations into signature shoe economics, brand strategy failures, market dynamics, industry trends, the kind of analysis you'd pay a lot more for if you commissioned it independently. You're getting four of them per year for $199. And if you are in the industry, this is expensible. When your finance team sees the sneaker newsletter professional subscription, $199 a year, they'll understand this is competitive intelligence, not a personal expense. What I'm writing is what Nike athletes, Adidas employees, New Balance staff, and agency teams are reading to stay ahead. It's business intelligence from someone who's actually been inside these companies, not just covering them from the outside. And here's something else that I'm building with the newsletter. I want to create a real sneaker community on Substack, a place that's not controlled by crazy algorithms or crazy people, somewhere where we don't have to see the same sneaker release posted 20 times by bots and resellers. I want a space where we can actually see what people are wearing, find out why they chose the shoes, hear the stories, not just look what I bought flexing, but real connections between what people wear and who they are. If you've been in the sneaker history Discord, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but it's time for us to go bigger. Substack has a feature called Notes. It's basically their version of a feed, but it's not algorithm-driven in the way Instagram or Twitter is. It's chronological, and it's from people you actually choose to follow. And the community that I'm building there feels different. It feels more real. So I'm using the newsletter and Substack Notes to build the kind of sneaker community I've always wanted. Kind of a little bit of what Twitter was back before it became crazy, and a little bit of what Instagram was before it became algorithm-driven. Where the conversation actually matters more than the likes, where depth beats hype, where people actually care about the stories behind the shoes, not just the resale value. If you're tired of Instagram's algorithm burying your posts unless you pay for reach, if you're tired of Twitter being a cesspool, if you're tired of Facebook groups that are just buy-sell trade spam, come check out what we're building on Substack, thesneakernewsletter.com, if you want to be a part of it. Now, the Sneaker History Podcast is coming back consistently in the next couple of weeks. We've had over 500,000 downloads for the past 6 years, and I'm bringing it back with a more structured approach. Deep dive interviews with people in the sneaker world, crew debates with my co-hosts Robbie, Mike, and Rohit on news and releases, rocking and copping segments, the kind of conversations that go deeper than what's your favorite sneaker. And we're bringing in sponsorships in 2026. I'm manifesting it now, but I want to be clear about something. I have boundaries around what I'll accept. No gambling sponsors, period. I've had family members struggle with addiction, and I'm not taking money from an industry that preys on that. Some money just isn't worth taking to me. But brands I believe in, products I'd recommend anyway, yeah, those sponsorships help make this sustainable. And my co-hosts benefit from that too, which matters to me. As a matter of fact, if you have a sponsor that makes sense, feel free to hit me up about it. Now, let's talk about YouTube. I'm growing my YouTube channel. Weekly uploads every Saturday, starting next week. An homage to when sneaker releases actually mattered on Saturdays. That old Saturdays are for sneakers energy that, frankly, I kind of miss. Content that feeds the newsletter and vice versa. I'm not trying to be a sneaker YouTuber in the traditional sense. I'm just documenting what I'm building, sharing stories, creating the kind of content I wish existed. Okay, let's talk about Pursuit of Something. I'm also working on an apparel brand called Pursuit of Something. It's primarily car content on YouTube. If you know me from my old school Honda days, the Honda Element community, or the Slate EV truck coverage, that's where you've seen it. And for those of us that know me from the Cars and Kicks show with Eric Valdez and Jacques Slade, that's coming back this year too. The connection between sneakers and cars, it's the same thing, self-expression. What you wear, what you drive, it's all about how you show up in the world, how you communicate who you are with the world without saying a word. And I've got even more coming later this year. In October of 2026, I've got something that I've been working on for a long time. Not ready to share about it yet, but subscribers will get first access to that news when I'm ready to share it. All of this, the newsletter, the podcast, YouTube, the Substack community, Pursuit of Something, Cars and Kicks, it's all connected. It's all part of going full-time as a creator, building something sustainable that doesn't depend on working for someone else. Outside the Box fits into that ecosystem as conversations with people who are on similar journeys, whether they're in sneakers or not. And maybe it's not even a full-time thing. Maybe it's just their side hustle. Okay, what's next? My first new episode of Outside the Box is going to drop on January 14th. My guest is Chris Kaufman. He's one of the co-founders of StockX. He's an incredible friend and just recently wrote an incredible book. So we talk about a lot of that and many other things about our early days at StockX. It's a good one. Real, honest, no fluff. I think you'll get something out of it. And just a reminder, this is a completely separate podcast from Sneaker History. It is a different feed. It is different content. So if you're interested in these conversations, you'll definitely need to subscribe. If you're new here and this sounds interesting to you, I invite you to subscribe as well. These conversations are going to be worth your time. If you want to support the work beyond just listening, subscribe to the sneaker newsletter. That's what makes going full-time sustainable. That's what allows me to keep doing this without having to compromise on what I'm building or who I am. And if you're tired of algorithm-driven sneaker content, if you want to be part of the community where stories matter more than the likes, come join us on Substack. We're building something real over there. If you know someone who'd benefit from hearing these conversations, someone who's building something, someone who's trying to figure out how to make creativity sustainable, someone who's navigating the gap between passion and practicality, send them this episode. Send them to thesneakernewsletter.com. All right, that's it. Outside the Box is back. I'm really excited about this. I'm excited to have these conversations. I'm excited to learn from people who are a few steps ahead or a few steps to the side, and I'm excited to share what we learn with you. Let's see where this goes. I'll talk with you soon. Thanks for listening. Peace.